It's always astounding to me how many people in public life are so often truly tone-deaf as to how their comments and actions are perceived by normal human beings. The classic example of this is, of course, Marie Antoinette supposedly saying, "Let them eat cake," when she learned that the starving peasants had no bread. She actually may never have really said this, but her staff seems to have been terrible at spin control. Everybody thought she said it, and it helped justify cutting off her head. More recently, and closer to home, we have former Republican National Committeeman Chuck Yobb's infamous comment that it would be a good idea to nominate a woman for Secretary of State because, as Yobb said, they like that sort of work. Everyone had a field day with that one. What he could have said was that people seem to like women in that job. Michigan Republicans have nominated women for Secretary of State in each of the last four elections, and every time they've won by landslides. But Yobb ended up branding himself a sexist buffoon. But this week and next, the entire Michigan legislature has united to give us bipartisan proof that while they may not be able to get anything of substance done, they're united in their ability to show that when the chips are down, they're out of touch. The state is facing a major budget crisis this year, again, because lawmakers refused to fix the so-called structural deficit. Legislators failed to finish working through the problem of what to do about pensions and early retirement for teachers and other state employees. Polls show that fewer than one-fifth of the voters think the legislature is doing a good job. So, what are our lawmakers doing about this? Giving themselves a two-week vacation, that's what. Asked about this last week, Speaker of the House Andy Dillon said vacation was actually a misnomer, that while the House wouldn't be formally meeting, the legislators would be working hard in their committees. Well, actually, very few House committees are meeting at all. Some were scheduled, but then they were canceled. The chair of the Education Committee said he wanted to hold a meeting, but got sick. At least he didn't say the dog ate his homework. For their part, the Senate is holding no committee meetings whatsoever. Mike Bishop, the majority leader, did say the Republican leadership would be working on the retirement package. He didn't say whether he meant for state employees or their own. The fact is, thanks to term limits, a majority of the legislators won't be back next year. That means many of them are really working on their own retirement packages, which in most cases means their next job. The Speaker of the House is running for governor, as is Representative Alma Wheeler Smith. The Senate Majority Leader is running for Attorney General. Others are running for other things. Meanwhile, the schools are still waiting to see how much money they won't have. State employees are waiting to see whether they can afford to retire, and the taxpayers are still standing by, waiting for leadership. You know, recent polls have shown a growing sentiment for a part-time legislature. I simply can't imagine why.